Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at a reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 5 to 12. It was not to angels that God subjected the world to come of which we are speaking. Indeed, someone has testified somewhere, "What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, subjecting all things under his feet. In subjecting all things to him, he left nothing not subject to him. Yet at present we do not see all things subject to him. But we do see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, he who for a little while was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone." God did that in Christ for you and for me. He tasted death so that we might not die forever. How grateful are you for that? See, we live so much in the present moment, and our lives are going so fast. How much time do you give to thinking about really who you are, where you came from, and where you're going? What is the purpose of life? Why have I been placed on this earth? Why did God send his Son to die for us? That we might have the door to eternal life opened to us. We can reject it. We can ignore it. We can even say it doesn't exist. But it does. The door to eternal life is open to all those who seek him. He was made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. He might conquer death by walking through death, Jesus the Christ, for you and for me, so that I don't have to die forever. I can reject it. I can reject him. But the truth is, Christ died once for all. Notice that. He died once for all. That's what the scriptures tell us. He broke the chains, he broke the power of sin and death, which can cause us to die forever. But he broke that power if we choose Christ, if we put ourselves under his lordship, his authority, we will know eternal life. For it was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, "I will proclaim your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will praise you." Do you proclaim God's name to your brethren, to your brothers and sisters? In the midst of the assembly, it says, "I will praise you." Are you willing to stand for Christ publicly? Do you believe him? See, this is what it means to be a Christian. It doesn't mean just to go to Mass or to go to church on Sunday. That's not being a Christian. But being a Christian is I accept, I receive. That's what I'm supposed to be doing through baptism and confirmation. That I choose Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to come under his authority that I might know eternal life. No matter how talented, no matter how gifted any one of us is, not one of us has the power to live forever except in Christ. And I've had people say to me, "Who would want to live forever?" Right. Who would want to live forever if this was the fullness of life? But it is not. This is not some heavenly, you know, fairy tale. There is a life to come, brothers and sisters. You are going to live forever, whether you want to or not. You are going to live forever. The question is where? And how you live life now determines where you go. I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. For it was fitting that he for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. The one who leads us, brothers and sisters, has endured all that we have endured and far, far, far more. Far more, infinitely more physical and intellectual torment and suffering than any of us have. And he went before us to break the power of sin and death. It was fitting that he for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. He's like us in all things but sin. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. I will praise you. Will you? Are you able to stand for Christ? Are you able to live by his principles rather than going along with the crowd? These are serious questions, brothers and sisters, that we need to answer. By what standards do you live? By what values do you live? Are you ready to stand with your Savior or not? You can't be two-faced about this because God sees clearly into the depths of your soul. Psalm 8, you have given your Son rule over the works of your hands. O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is your name over all the earth. What is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? But you've made man and woman, you've made us little less than the angels. You've crowned us with glory and honor. You've given us rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet. Yes, sheep and oxen, beasts of the field, birds of the air, fishes of the sea. You've given us authority over creation. How glorious is your name in all the earth. Psalmist says, what is man that you should be mindful of him? Or the son of man that you should care for him? You've made him little less than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor. You've given him rule over the works of your hands. Who are you, God, that you would do this for us? And the gospel is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogues was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? An unclean spirit, a demon. No, Satan can't speak the truth, but he can certainly sound like he is, and he can certainly lead us astray. Or he can take the truth of something and twist it to his own ends. How prepared are you to fight the work of the enemy? Now, don't get discouraged. God does this for us. That's the power of confirmation. But we have to learn how to use the gifts we've been given. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. So, out of an unclean spirit, out of a demon, comes the truth. You're the Holy One of God. Even the demons acknowledge him, brothers and sisters, should not we? But notice what Jesus did. Jesus rebuked him and said, quiet and come out of him. And you say, why did he say that? Because he's declaring the truth. Out of the mouths of Satan, he will take truth to entice you until he gets you in his clutches. He was using the truth for evil ends. And that's why Jesus said to him, basically, shut up. Quiet. Come out of him. And the unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him. His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. Brothers and sisters, there are all kinds of ways that the devil, the enemy, I call him with the capital E, there are all kinds of ways that he tempts and twists and distorts and entices, trying to pull us away from God. That's why it's important to know yourself, to know where your weak spots are. We all have weaknesses. And that's where the enemy chooses to attack, to try and discourage, defeat us, depress us, make us hopeless, turn away, lose vision, lose an understanding of clearly who we are and where we're going. That's the work of the enemy. Catherine of Siena had something to say about this that I want to share with you. It comes from Magnificat magazine for this month. This is what she says. God wants nothing else but that we be made holy. And whatever God gives, he gives for this purpose, that we may be made holy in him. O supreme eternal truth, you have shown us this so clearly. Once we had lost grace, we were unable to share in this good. That is, once we had sinned. So God, seeing that because of sin, this will of his could not be fulfilled, and driven by his mad love for us, sent his only begotten Son to hammer out our sins upon his own body. As soon as this word was engrafted into our flesh in Mary's womb, God sentenced him to the shameful death of the cross by having set him on the field of this life to do battle for his spouse and to rescue her, that's us, from the hands of the devil, who, because she was an adulteress, had possession of her. This knight came, as St. Bernard says, and mounted his horse, the wood of the most holy cross. He took on the crown of thorns, tightly fit as his helmet, the nails into his hands and feet, and the lance into his side to reveal to us the secret of his heart. And then Catherine says, love, love, don't you think this gentle Savior of ours is well armed? Let us take heart, for he has won the battle for us. He said as much to his disciples, be happy because I have overcome the prince of this world. And St. Augustine says that he has overcome the devils with hands nailed fast. So I don't want any devil, says Teresa, seen or unseen, visiting fear on you. But if the devil should trouble you with all sorts of struggles and illusions or with fear of not being able to persevere, take heart and say, I will be able to do everything through Christ crucified, for he has overcome the devils for me. More on this tomorrow. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.